Matthew chapter 9, starting in verse 14. The disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth or new cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. And neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst and the wine is spilled and the skins are destroyed. But the new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." So I'm saying this today, and I'm reading this passage today, because I think all of us long for the new wine of the Holy Spirit to be poured out. Amen? I think all of us are longing for revival, and we're asking for the Spirit to move in a new way. We've heard about revivals of old. We've read about it in stories. We want to see it with our eyes, though. And so we're asking that the Lord would not come in and try to take an old thing and put it on a new thing. He would not try to pour new wine into old wineskins. We're asking for the Lord to do a new work among us. And so we've really been seeking the Lord. And about 2 months ago, we had a meeting. We started talking about supplemental meetings and essential meetings. We started talking about the most fruitful meetings that we have during the week. And without a doubt, all of us agree that the most quality stuff happens in a house church setting. The most intentional stuff happens week to week in a one-to-one setting. One of the biggest breakthroughs, I think, that happened this week happened up in an apartment yesterday evening or 2 evenings ago with John Smith and a guy named Bill, and we prayed for him, just the two of us together. We had a little tiny church meeting with the three of us. The intentional one-on-one and the small groups, just some golden stuff happens there. We're able to get in each other's lives in a real detailed way, and it brings a lot of fruit. Essential stuff happens in a corporate meeting like this too. We also believe that the disciples preached the word in a public place on a regular basis, and that the saints came and listened to the apostles' teaching. And there was kind of a directional meeting, for a leadership type meeting, if you will, an equipping meeting. And thus our name is New Life Equipping Ministry. So we believe this has value, and we believe that the house church meetings and the one-on-one meetings have value. What we want is we want the Holy Spirit to move in power, and we want to create the most effective environment for Him to do that. So we began discussing a couple of months ago, what's the most effective way we can make that happen? And so we've been praying for a while, Sam and I and some of the guys in leadership, and we believe that the Lord is telling us that He's ready when we are, and He's ready to pour out the wine when we're ready to go where He's going. And so it seems good to us at this point, and what we're praying about, to consider a change in the time that we meet on a weekly basis. And so what we're praying about, and no decision has been made, but what we sense that the Lord is leading, is that an opportunity would be open to meet on a Wednesday night for our weekly equipping meeting, and then have Sunday mornings open for house church meetings and for really blessing other fellowships and being involved and getting up underneath and serving other fellowships. What is interesting about this story about the wines and the wineskin is when you had the new wine and it was put in an old wineskin, the reason the wineskin would burst is because the old wineskin couldn't stretch anymore. It had already been stretched out. And so the new wine was still in the end stages of the fermenting process. And so it was still gassy and expanding and things like that. So that new bubbly fermenting wine getting into those old wineskins would burst it, because of the nature of the new wine and because of the nature of the old wineskin. So that's why the new wine has to be put in new wineskins, because they're flexible and they're stretchy. So one of the things that we have liked up to this point about a Wednesday night meeting that we've seen in Wichita on the Saturday night meetings is that it provides flexibility before and after the meetings. It provides flexibility in people's schedules from what we've seen. We've talked to multiple different people so far. Some of you might have heard this, and we've got nothing but good responses and a yes and an amen in people's hearts. So we believe that the Lord is going to provide a new wineskin that's flexible and stretchy enough for him to pour in the new wine, and that's what we want. So, again, I just want to say to you, no decision has been made on this. We understand this is probably not something that everybody's going to be 100% in agreement about, but we really want to follow the Spirit's leading and what he's telling us to do. And so we want to present this to you to pray about. I'm going to have Sam pray for us, and he's going to talk a little bit about this. And this is a little bit like the transition that happened from the middle school building to this building here. We waited on the Holy Spirit, waited for confirmation, and then we prayed. Mm. And if the doors open and it seemed right, that's what we felt like we were supposed to do.
So we began to talk about this a little bit about a month ago or two. And again, just want to say this. We want to verbally and non-verbally communicate what's primary and what's supplementary in our ministry here. This is a supplementary meeting. We love it, but this is not the church meeting for us. We you're the church, and we need to see you in a circle, moving in your gifts, doing your stuff. This is you're sitting there most of the time receiving. We're singing. We're participating. That kind of thing. But it is supplementary, and we love it, and it's important to us. But the primary meeting of the church for us is when she's on mission, being disciples, your families, being the kingdom of God in your families, and then house churches. So, that being the case, we accidentally slipped into this amazing thing in Wichita, really, where we got kicked to Saturday nights, and it really was an accident how it happened. And it's been this amazing experience. And it wasn't because we changed nights, but it or times of meeting, but it was because we did dislodge from what can be a bit of a traditional cycle. So we got on Saturday nights and we started worshiping, and I am biased. Let me see that. I'm biased because I had a great experience in the 90s, and the Beals were around, the Coons were around, some of these folks were around. When we were doing our first run here, we had three prayer meetings a day, and we started a little prayer meeting on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock with 5 to 10 of us. There wasn't many of us. And within a few months, this thing grew into, it just packed out I don't know if we were where Jonathan lived or where Andy or McGethys are living now, but it packed out. It was the favorite meeting of the week from people that told me. We would come, free worship. We weren't coming, rubbing the sleep out of our eye, doing the deal. We came, we just worshiped. We had teaching, we had ministry time, and there really was no cap to the thing. So I have that experience. We had the Saturday night experience in Wichita that's been wonderful, that has allowed multiple people and leaders from other ministries to come and for us to minister to them. Last night, we had multiple people from other churches, and we always do, and especially leaders, pastors from Deals. And we love, it's like almost one of our favorite things to pray over these people to serve the larger church. We feel called to serve the larger church. We feel called to pray daily for the body of Christ, whether she shows up or not. We want to see the body of Christ move in power and move in, make disciples, be a house of prayer like she's supposed to be, and not a traditional setting of going through the motions and trying to do some good. And we're so thankful for everything that she does, and our critique of the ways the church does it does not remove our love for the church. And so please pray, if you would, about this possibility, about the possibility we have a strong, strong midweek night of worship and teaching and praying over people that really jettisons and accelerates your walk in Jesus. And please consider with that the primary mission of all our lives is not to sit for an hour and a half or get more people to sit in the building for an hour and a half once a week. We're supposed to make disciples and to be the church out there and kind of evaluate where you are with that. How are you walking out church life?